Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. All right, I am here today with Angela Childs of Hubble, and Angela is a product expert there that makes all sorts of really cool products for your home. And if you've listened on previous episodes, we talked about some of the innovations and things that are out there with outlets and switches and home technology. So she's going to share all the really cool things that they're doing with the products and share it for you guys in the audience and give you a little bit deeper dive. So first of all, Angela, welcome to the Home Building Hero. Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So we met at the Tech Home Summit and you gave me some really great demonstrations on the different product and stuff. And I was really impressed with all the different things that you guys have. And there's a lot of companies out there with technology, and some of the stuff is just so complicated and it's so high level that it's not attainable. What I liked is a lot of the stuff that you guys have is just super practical stuff that's really attainable. So I guess before we get into that we're going to really dive into that a little bit, but why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself and let us know kind of what you do and who Angela is.
Yeah. So I've been in the construction industry for the last 10 to 12 years in different capacities. So I started my career in cabinetry. I designed and sold cabinetry, right, to builders. I did mostly custom stuff. And then from there, I went into multifamily, working with multifamily projects, mainly renovations, but I did new construction there as well for all the interior products that you use in those spaces. And then previously to this position, I worked with custom home builders and sold their windows and doors. And now I'm in the electronics, smart home, electrical world. So the industry is awesome. I love it here. And it's been fun to work in so many different capacities.
I know we had talked offline briefly because you were in the window industry for a little while as well. And that was really challenging because that was kind of right during part of the pandemic, right? Is that correct?
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So just getting the product and then all the detail that was involved with that was probably pretty challenging for you.
Yeah. So anyone in the industry knows windows and doors went from anywhere from 3 to 6 week lead time to 6 month lead time.
Absolutely.
I had one manufacturer that went to 52 weeks, right? Which is an entire year, which is kind of.
Yeah, that's not good.
especially since the windows go in, one of the first things to go in. So yeah, it was definitely a challenging time for everyone, but yeah, it was fun.
probably a relief to get out of that and getting into something that, although some electronic components are probably just as bad. So
there are a few, right? We have smart devices have the chip, right? And as we all know, the cars have the chip. And so that's delayed a few things, but I think we've worked through that. So,
okay. So you don't have anything that's really crazy right now with the electronics.
That's right. Yeah.
Good.
Back on track.
So why don't we talk a little bit about Hubble for a minute? Why don't you let me know a little bit about overall what the company's like and then what you guys offer?
Yeah. So I'll give you kind of a quick overview of Hubble. A lot of people have heard of us. We're a huge, $5 billion company. We're large and we've been around for over 100 years. We started in the 1800s. Harvey Hubble invented the pull chain socket, right?
That's where it started.
Yeah. And okay. So, you know, we've all had them in a garage or an attic or a closet.
We'll have them in some houses too.
And maybe some houses still have them, right? And then he also invented the receptacle. So we have a history of engineering in our background. And then our background really started in commercial and industrial. So we got into the residential space about 20 years ago. And then we acquired iDevices in 2017. And that's when we got into the smart home arena. And we just continued from there.
That makes sense. And it's kind of neat to see the progression of being kind of an innovator way back in the early starting days and then kind of getting more into that larger commercial space. But then I think that's why, like, there's a lot of people that maybe don't know you guys residentially, just because you're still, I mean, 20 years is still fairly new for a manufacturer to be in the market. So, like I said, I hadn't always heard the name in my circles until more recently. So, but then, like I said, once I started seeing some of the products that you guys offer, I was pretty impressed. So let's talk about that for a little bit. So, like, what are some of the common products that you're offering right now in homes, and what's maybe some of your best sellers and things like that?
Yeah. So residentially, we have our smart home products, right? Our smart home lighting products. So we have a couple different options there. We have our Wi-Fi based products. So it's your typical, you know, on-off switch, dimmer switch, receptacle, and they're smart. So they pull into your phone, right? You can operate them through the app, and then they're Wi-Fi based. So you don't need a hub. You literally just need Wi-Fi and your phone to operate these devices, right?
Okay. So can you explain that a little bit more with the hub part of it? So is this literally boosting your Wi-Fi signal at those receptacles? Is that kind of what you mean by that, or?
No. So you would need a good backbone of Wi-Fi already in the house in place for these switches to work, right? It's not going to boost at the switch. They operate off of Wi-Fi. So you would need something in your home, and most people do, some type of wireless access point throughout the house, right? Whether it's Eero, right? That's a common one that people are using. But yes, you would need something that carries that Wi-Fi for the devices to work. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes more sense. And so what are some of the benefits when someone goes with these type of products? What are some of the cool extra things that you get out besides just the functionality of the switch or the outlet?
Yeah, good question. There's a lot of them. So
get your list out, right?
Yeah. So get your list out, get ready to write them down. So they're Wi-Fi based and you just need the app. So there's no monthly fee for them, which is a huge advantage, right? And then they also have schedules you can put. If you have them on your garage or your entry light, you can put it on a sunrise sunset schedule where they automatically turn on every evening and turn off every morning at a certain time. It has geofencing. So whenever you're within a mile of your home and you want your front entry light to turn on for security purposes, you could even set that to a schedule between, you know, 6 and 11 o'clock at night. So you aren't coming home to a dark home. You can have your lights automatically turn on. You can, again, like if you're out of town, you can set them on a schedule to turn on and make it look like someone's home. And then they also have a cool little nightlight in the middle of them and you can change the color. So if you're really, you want to geek out on these, you can,
Nice.
Mine are pink at my house.
There you go.
By request of my husband, he had to have pink, right?
They have pink. Okay. That's awesome.
But then you can also, if you're a sports fan, you know, you're a Wisconsin, who are we talking about earlier?
We have like the Milwaukee Bucks. They have all these different colors, but they're normally like, now they're doing the cream and the blue, but normally they're like green and.
Okay. So we'll go with green.
Green. We have the Green Bay Packers. So there you go.
Oh, we have Green Bay Packers. Let's do that. That one's easier.
That one's easier. They don't change their colors every other week.
Right. Okay. We'll do the Green Bay Packers. And every time they score, all your light switches blink green or they blink yellow, right?
Oh, wow. Whatever, that's crazy.
Whatever color you want them to do. And you would have, you know, you would link that to a sporting app. So it knows when they score, but you can kind of geek out on them or as little as you want to, which is fun. I'm a person that likes to, you know, set them and forget them. So that's what I do. I just set them and then I don't ever look at them again. They just work, which is the best, right?
Okay. Yeah. So let's jump back for a sec. And then we can talk more specifically about some of the other specific products you have, but you mentioned the app. So is it a Hubble app or is it a different company that kind of serves this? So tell me a little bit more about that and how that all works.
Sure. So, iDevice is a part of Hubble, right? Hubble acquires, we have several different companies under the Hubble umbrella and they allow us to still utilize our name, right? Which is kind of cool. So iDevice is who Hubble acquired and that's what the products originally were manufactured by iDevices. So it's an iDevice app
that you would download. That's sort of the engine, and then these products play within that system.
Exactly. That you would download that app, and then the switches pull into that app.
Okay. Very cool. So let's talk more specifically then. You know, you kind of started to touch on some of the features like the geofencing and things like that. I guess, what are the most popular things you're seeing right now? What are people gravitating towards the most when they're looking at this stuff? Because things have changed a lot. It's not just the standard, you know, two-prong outlet and your standard switch anymore. There is just a plethora of different things out there. So what are you seeing as the most popular?
As far as smart lighting goes?
Just in general, like...
Smart in general, like smart home in general.
Yeah, just smart home in general.
Okay. So yeah, so that's a good question. So we kind of touched on it briefly a minute ago, but you need a good backbone for your Wi-Fi, right? So whatever that is, and some builders are putting in wireless access points, and that's fantastic, right? Okay. And then another one is the video doorbell, right?
Yes.
The smart thermostat is another really good one. There's a lot of them that do the Z-Wave garage door openers as well.
Yep. And like for what we do as a builder, like that's the three things that you just mentioned, like we include that as standard equipment in our home. So we've got, you know, smart deadbolt, we've got the smart thermostat, and then we have the Wi-Fi garage door opener, and those like just come with the home. But then, yes, you know, that's I think where it comes in, where you can kind of start to take it to the next level is some of these cool things that you can do with the switches and the outlets and stuff like that.
Yes. And you know, it's interesting because smart home lighting, as far as smart home goes, that's the third most requested item that homeowners want right now. And that's growing 20%. They expect that to grow 20% each year through 2025, which is a pretty significant amount, right?
Absolutely. And so yeah. What are some of the benefits of the smart lighting then?
Yeah. So kind of like we talked about earlier, you can set up a schedule for them, right? Also, if you have kids and the kids don't turn off the lights, right? Or yeah. A spouse or a partner that doesn't turn the lights off.
That never happens.
That never happens. But I'm a huge person. I hate the lights on, probably because my dad hated the lights on. Yeah. Right? And so now it's just,
I don't own the electric company, right?
Right. Exactly. Right. And then I can go in my app and see, hey, is everything off? And it is. And if it's not off, if you run out of the house, we all do it, you run out quickly and you forget to turn off, you know, a closet or the kitchen or something. And you come home, you know, 10 hours later, it's been on all day. Right. So
that's nice. Yeah, it just gives you the convenience or the peace of mind. You go, you know, some people have that kind of panic attack when they leave their house. Like, did I do this? Did I do that? So
exactly.
To be able to have that app function on your phone and be able to just check in and get that peace of mind, I think is probably pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's a good one. I also like the schedule for your front entry lights, kind of the same thing. Anytime I would remember to turn them on, I would forget to turn them back off, right?
Yep.
Or vice versa. So I like to have those on a schedule.
Yeah, there's a lot of benefit to that because not only you can save energy by obviously shutting them off on a schedule, but then, you know, you got the safety benefit of just having lighting on, you know, at key times. Now, does your product also have it where it's got like a time sensor or anything, or based on your region, or do you just program that out, or how does that?
Oh, yeah. So you just program that out, and there's a sunrise sunset setting that you can utilize there.
Okay. Yeah. That's nice. And I know like a lot of the stuff that's kind of coming, it's not really AI, but it's kind of in that AI department where it's a lot of the lighting, and you're right, lighting is a huge focus lately in homes where it never really was as big of a deal, but to be able to know your location and then kind of when your sunrise, sunset, and either doing it by, you know, zip code or whatever it is, and then having that really pull the data so that it's always going on at dusk and coming off at dawn or however that works. That's, I think, kind of a cool feature where you just don't have to think about it anymore.
Exactly. Just one less thing to think about, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I also like, the geofencing option, just because that way you aren't coming home to a dark house. You know, it just feels a lot safer.
Sure.
There's a security, you know, factor in that where you just,
yeah. And that's obviously become kind of a new, not really phenomenon, but just a new concern that people have had, is just more safety and security. And so, you know, you've got the cameras, which obviously give you the visual of knowing like who's at your property when, but then to have the lighting automatically on, you know, obviously lighting deters criminals and things like that, because they don't want to be seen in the open. So that's kind of a good feature as well.
That's right.
Is there any other thing you can do with the geofencing besides just the lighting? Is there, I'm assuming it could probably also go towards like your thermostat or things like that. Does that kind of play into it or?
Yeah. So, it depends on who you're using, right? For your thermostat. But I believe most thermostats have that option as well.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Now that's pretty cool how that all works. And so I guess one of the things I want to know about a little bit too is, you know, you've got some other integrations too with, like the talk or the voice, activation. Can you talk a little bit about like the Alexa and things like that? Cause I think some of your products, work with those systems as well, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. So what's awesome about our products, our Wi-Fi products, is that they work with all three voice platforms, right? So, they work with Apple, Google, and Amazon, right? So sure. Whatever your preferences, because we all have one, right? And you don't want to change it, whatever it is, it works with that, right? So if you're an Android user, it has Google, right? If you're an Apple user, it has Siri. You can talk to Siri, and they work with all three voice platforms. So whatever you utilize, it works with it.
Okay. And like, what kind of things are you interacting with when you're using the voice command? Can you just tell it to turn the lights off, turn it on?
Yeah, I mean, good question.
Other...
Yeah. So I have mine set up, you know, like my island lights, and I actually, I call mine homegirl because I'm just that person. I'll say, hey Siri, turn homegirl on or turn homegirl off. And those are my island lights, right?
Okay.
I'll tell her, hey, set the mood, and all my lights go to 50% because I have them on a dimmer, right?
Gotcha. Okay.
I'll say good night. Hey Siri, good night. And it turns off all my lights.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah. So I kind of have the whole house set up where it can think on its own, you know? Yep.
Well, or just that simple command. I mean, you just think of it like you're in bed and all of a sudden you're getting tired and you're like, just getting settled and you're like, oh crap, I forgot to turn off the light in the kitchen, or did I do that? And for you to be able to just say one command and then have everything just go to a setting, that's kind of the wave of the future now, instead of having to now get back up and run through the house. And
that's it. And it's nice too, you know, you mentioned being in bed, and being able to access all these features. You know, I like to read in bed, right, before I go to sleep. So it's nice that I don't have to get back up to turn the light off. I can just say, hey Siri, good night, you know? Yeah. Yep. Turn the bedroom light off, and then
don't need the old clapper anymore, right?
Yeah. I don't even have to clap my hands, you know? Yeah. That's
I love it. So besides obviously that functionality of the voice activating things like that, you guys have some really nice convenience features too. So, you showed me at the show, this pop-up, charger. Can you talk a little bit more about that? Cause I think that was really cool.
Yes. Thank you for bringing that one up. Everyone loves it. It's probably, it's not yet our bestseller, but I think this year and the next couple of years will be huge for it because of the code changes as well. It's an awesome product, but then it's also big for the code changes that are happening. So, it's a kitchen pop-up, right? And you can utilize it anywhere in the home, but typically people put it in the kitchen island. It's a wireless charger on top. So you can just set your phone on it.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Flush with the countertop, right? And then it pops up. So you click it, it pops up. You can still charge your phone on the top on a wireless charger. On the other side, you have a receptacle. So you can plug in, you know, your mixer or your crock pot or, you know, computer.
Yeah, whatever you're using on the counter that day, right?
Whatever you're using. And then on the other side, you have your fast charge USB-C and USB-A. So you can another phone or your laptop. Actually, it's a fast charge USB-C that charges your laptop.
That's convenient. And I could see people also using it in like desk areas and things like that too, where maybe you don't have a lot of space. So you want to have that flat surface, but then when you need to power up your devices or things like that, you can just pop that up and have that kind of go to town.
Right. And it's also the only UL-listed pop-up for wet areas on the market.
Oh yeah, that's a good point too, because if you are going to put it in the kitchen, it's obviously got to be water resistant as well.
Exactly.
And I think I saw, and I could be wrong, but you also have like, people have USB chargers now in their outlets. That's been around for a little while, but you also have an outdoor one, correct?
We do. Yes.
I did my research. I was
You're so,
reading.
I'm like, look at you. You're so good. Yes, so we have an outdoor USB-A, USB-C charger as well, receptacle as well, which is awesome, right? For your speakers or your phone, whatever you're utilizing out there. And then since we're on the outdoor area, we also have, and I don't know if I showed you this at Tech Home, but we have an outdoor switch as well. That does not require a bubble cover,
Oh,
right?
okay.
So we're the only
Nice.
ones that have that as well. So it looks like a true rocker switch. So it's aesthetically pleasing, looks really nice. And that way you don't have to put the switch on the inside like we always
Gotcha.
do.
Oh, that's convenient too, because again, if you're outside and it's getting dark or something and you want to flip the switch or whatever, you don't have to fumble in or your feet are dirty and then you got to go inside the house and track the mud
Exactly.
in to turn the lights off or something like that.
Yeah. And then it kind of, creates the whole bring the, outside in. You still have a typical light switch like you would. It just kind of has a more homey feel to it.
Okay, I like it. That's cool. And that's what I like about what you guys offer is there's so many well thought out products. And again, they don't have to be these world changing things. They're just taking common things and making them better and fixing them.
Yep.
And I think that's why, people will gravitate towards those type of products because some of the stuff is so complicated with smart homes and the technology. It's like, okay, you have this whole big device just to control everything, where I think you've got really you focus on the functionality of it and keeping it super simple and making it work on, and do the thing that it most needs to do.
Yes, I'm glad that you recognize that. I think we've always been known for our engineering and our quality, and now we're bringing that to the residential space. And it is very straightforward, like you said, nothing crazy or hard to understand, but they are just convenient and they bring a lot of convenience and just they make sense, right? It makes your life easier.
Yep, that's what you want. You don't want to put stuff in that you're paying a lot of money for, and then you need this whole manual just to figure out how am I going to operate this product? And you
Right.
get frustrated, and then you're like, why did I even put this in my house to begin with? You want it to just kind of plug it in, do the thing that you need it to do, and make your life easier. And I think
That's it.
that's what's great about what you guys do. So let's switch gears for a sec and talk a little bit more because we have a lot of homeowners that listen in that are thinking about building, going to build in the near future. So if they want products like this, because I think the problem is that a lot of consumers don't know where to get this stuff or what to really put in or what they really need. They're not really thinking to that level early on when they're designing the home. So what suggestions do you have to help them get some of these things put into their home that they're really going to use and utilize? Do you have any advice or tips?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And I think I know there's so much for homeowners to think about when they're building, right? But it really is important for you to think through everything, obviously. But when you're talking about smart home, how are you going to utilize the house? How do you want to utilize the house, right? And what does that entail for you? So if that's, oh, I want to be able to turn my thermostat to a certain temperature or have it set for me automatically when I'm leaving the house. So make sure you're, write that down and make sure you talk about it, or I want to make sure my video doorbell's there so I don't have to put that in later, right? Or smart home lighting. I definitely want two smart switches. Like just think about how you want to utilize the house, because anytime you do this post close, it's just that it's a pain, it's a hassle. It's more money when after you've already spent a whole bunch of money.
Exactly. There's nothing more frustrating than having something put in, then ripping it out right away and putting something else in, right?
Yes,
So, do you
absolutely.
guys have any resources or places you point people just to get information about that or other, helpful resources so they know about some of these things that you guys offer?
Yeah. So as far as our smart home offerings, you could go to our iDevicesInc.com, and that's where all of our Wi-Fi based products are going to be. We do also, and I want to touch on this quickly, we also offer another smart home lighting option. And again, it just kind of depends on how the homeowner wants to utilize the space or the builder typically runs the project and what they like to do, because everyone's a little bit different. but we do offer a Z-Wave switch, right? So I'm sure you're familiar with those, right, David?
A little. I'm familiar with what Z-Wave is, but what's the benefit of the Z-Wave switch?
Yeah, so they work a little bit differently. And I think this is what you were touching on earlier, as far as they carry the Wi-Fi, right?
Gotcha. Yep.
At the switch. So you have to have a hub for these, right? So you would need some type of platform like alarm.com, right? Or Claire, or some type of platform for them to actually pull into. They don't work on their own. They need a hub to work through, right?
Gotcha. And then, okay.
And then through alarm.com or whatever platform you pull them into, they would work essentially the same way as the iDevices do, without the voice assistant, right?
Gotcha. Okay. So that wouldn't come with that, but yeah, I would still get the job done for you then.
Exactly. The only thing to keep in mind there is if the homeowner decides one day, hey, I feel super safe here, I don't want alarm.com anymore, right? Because that's a monthly fee, and they decide not to use that anymore. Well, now your switches and everything else that pulled in there doesn't work anymore.
Gotcha. Right?
So that's just something to keep in mind.
Yeah. And what I liked about, because you had, correct me if I'm wrong, on the iDevice platform, there is no fee, you said, right?
Correct. Right.
So if you're going with that, that's kind of nice. You just bought it and you've got access to it, and you don't have to worry about all those reoccurring fees and stuff like that. Exactly. Another like Netflix subscription or something. Right.
Right. Yeah.
Keep getting it on your bill and like, I'm not using this.
That's right.
One of the other things you offered, which again was just, I think, another really cool and practical thing, was that charging dock that goes on the switch for your phone. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because I definitely didn't want to skip over that.
Thank you. I wasn't going to let you.
There you go.
This is another good one. So our pop-up is a great one. And then this is probably our other like top seller interest that we get. So it's a single gang installation. It is a wireless charger that your phone just slides into to charge wirelessly. And you can still access all of your phone alerts and still read text messages, because the way the prongs are, you can still slide up and look at everything on your phone. And
that's really cool. You know, that, cool, right? Sometimes you feel like once you put your phone in the charger, it's like, okay, now it's out of business
on
for a
forever.
While. Right.
Yeah. Right. And then the other side is a receptacle with the fast charging USB-C and USB-A.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Kind of a whole charging station.
Well, what I liked about the setup with that too, is you mentioned it's a single gang. So like, if you already have a house, for people that want to remodel, you don't have to necessarily now cut into the drywall and try and retrofit a new box in there. You basically just use the existing box that's in there and swap it out, right?
Yeah, it's an awesome one for renovations, after the fact, just easy to put in.
Yeah. And I think
the
other cool thing with that product is, like, think of like, let's say you're cooking or something, you could put it in and have a video going on, okay, here's how you do this or that. And then you could have that up on the wall while you're at the counter or something. And
absolutely,
you can be watching it, charging your phone and getting the information that you need.
Absolutely.
Or you can be listening to Home Building Hero while you're,
yeah. while you're cooking. That's right.
Had to work that in.
Obviously that's what they'll be doing.
Yeah, clearly. Absolutely. At least the people listening here, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Is there any other products or anything that maybe we didn't talk about that you want to highlight?
I do. Thank you. I want to talk about our Instinct product. And if you go to our iDevices website, you'll see it on there, but it's also a smart switch. So it works through Wi-Fi as well, but it's an actual switch. It's a Wi-Fi switch. And then it has Alexa built into the switch, right? So it works the same way as any Alexa product, as the Echo Dot works. You say, hey, Alexa, turn my light on, turn it off. Hey, Alexa, set a timer for 10 minutes. I've had people say that they use it for homework. Their kid sits there and they're like, oh, what is the largest city in the world, right? Hey, Alexa, what's the largest city in the world, right?
That's cool, yeah.
And then it's also motion sensored. So you can set it, like I have it in my bathroom, and I have it set for the first person that walks in after 5 a.m. in the morning, it says, good morning, beautiful. So I knock my husband down to get there, like get in the bathroom first, so I get that message.
That's awesome.
Every morning. And then it can tell you if you want it to say the weather every morning when you walk in,
That's great for you, because you're in Houston now, right?
So yes.
I don't like hearing that sometimes around here, because We had 80 degrees, and then a couple of days later, it was snowing again. And we're like, what's going on?
Wait a minute. I like the 80 degrees better.
Yeah, exactly. I just wanted to tell me, just say that every day. But
so in your case, you could maybe have it tell you the weather in California or something. So
yeah, there you go.
you can at least hear something enjoyable. No,
it's probably good to know, like, you put it in your closet, and at least you know what to wear for the day, right? You're like, because I'm bad about not checking the weather, and then all of a sudden,
especially in that case, right, where you have 80 degrees and then snow.
Yeah, we have huge variances, and there's sometimes where it's like 80 one day, and it was like 35 the next day, and
yeah.
It's hard to adapt to that, you know, even, you know, we're a little more used to it, but at the same time, it's like, holy cow, it can be hard to deal with.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But that's like a cool example of like the products and some of the functionality and just the little conveniences that you can get out of it. And think of the time that you can save, like while you're getting ready, you're getting the information that you need while you're getting ready, or, you know,
absolutely. And it still plays the music for you if you wanted it to, you know, and it also, you can, because it works like an Alexa, so you could set it up, you know, in your kids' rooms. And so you have a little mini intercom system, right?
Oh, wow. Okay.
They all talk to each other and you can say, hey kids, dinner time, you know, so you are yelling across the house. Who's on? Right. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. And that's the Instinct product, you said. So
yes. Yep.
Okay. That's awesome. I didn't, again, not learning more stuff here, even more than from at the show. So that's awesome.
Oh, good. Good.
Good. For all these products, is it still best to try and plan for these right away versus trying to add them later?
Yes. 100% yes. So I'll tell you a little story, because I just moved into my home about a year ago now, right? And so obviously I'm like, I've got to set this whole thing up with iDevices, right? I've got to just really set this thing up. And so I have about, I think 10 to 12 switches set up on the Wi-Fi iDevices. And to get an electrician over here, one, was time consuming. Yeah. That worked within my schedule. And then the first one came over and I had some other stuff I wanted, like I had a light fixture I wanted to change out. And so he did one for free, but the other one, he charged me $250 to change out.
Wow.
So I didn't have him do any more because that was crazy.
Yep.
And so I called another electrician. So we're on electrician two, and he comes out and he gave me a price, and he decided once he got here, after he took like two of them out, that he really didn't think he was best for the job. And so I have products on the floor that weren't even installed. Yeah. So now my lights don't work. And I get to electrician number four.
Oh, and no.
That was me calling around to get a good price, first of all, because nobody wants to come out and install a light switch.
Sure. It's hard just to get people to work. And then, to do one or two little onesie twosie things is really challenging.
They don't want to do that. And you're spending a minimum of $500 for two light switches, which is just frustrating. Yep. Right.
Yeah. So definitely to try and plan for it early on. I think one of the challenges that the industry faces in general is that, and I've had this with my electrician too, is it's like, okay, they're fine with putting in, you know, anything that's powered. But then once it starts kind of going onto the internet or low voltage, a lot of them are kind of like, yeah, I don't really want to deal with that because, you know, it sometimes comes with other things like making sure it's connecting with the router and it's playing nicely together. And so that's sort of where you get into like an integrator or something like that.
Right.
To kind of help with that part of it. But obviously knowing up front, I think helps a ton, because at least like from my end as a builder, I can put it right on the blueprint, say, I'm going to put in whatever this particular smart device and that device. And then they have to supply it and install it then. Right. So it's already kind of built into the scope of the work. So you're definitely better off to do it right away and not have, that's a great story of how, you know, I think sometimes a lot of people, even that I'm dealing with when they're buying a house, are like, well, the builder's going to mark it up and make, you know, 10% or something on it. But that's still 10x cheaper than trying to buy the product and do what you just did and go through four different contractors and have them all charging you $200 just to touch it.
Absolutely. Well, and keep in mind too, I mean, obviously you have to have a markup on it, right, to build the house, but you already have the electrician coming out to wire the house.
Correct.
And to put switches in. So realistically, whatever they're paying you is far less than what they would even pay an electrician to come out as a probably just a trip, right?
Yep.
Because
yeah, you get the
trip guys already there. Yeah. You know,
no, it's a great argument for why you want to just put it in right away. And then, like I said, I think the other thing you don't want to have to do is, you know, you've already paid somebody to put it in. And anytime you have someone taking something out and then rewiring it, there's just a chance for something to go wrong. You could have damage, or maybe you mess up the drywall or whatever it is. And now you got another thing that you have to fix. And you kind of get into this like little circle of the one project turned into 12 projects. So the idea is to simplify, right? That's what we were talking about. Simplify your life.
Exactly.
Well, this has been great so far. So is there anything that I didn't ask that you think people should know?
Let's see. You know, I think it's just kind of going back to what we talked about as far with smart home and obviously everything in the house, but really think through how you want to use the house, you know, and how you want to utilize the space and what makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, maybe think of like what problems you're trying to solve, or, you know, when are you, you know, most stressed, or when do you have issues, and like, how can you use that technology to, yes, to simplify your life?
Exactly. And then, and like we just discussed, do it at the time of the build. Don't sit there and in your
head. I appreciate that, by the way.
I'm dead. And don't say, oh, I'm going to add that post close, because I guarantee you, you will spend just as much, if not more, doing it post close. And at least when it's with the builder, it's rolled into your mortgage anyway. So, you know,
yep, there you go. Yeah. You get a couple extra benefits there. I gotta put you to work on that. That's great. You need to talk to all my customers.
I need to come. Yeah. Okay. Just 3-way call me in when you need help.
There we go. So where can people get more information about Hubble?
Yeah. So have them go to hubble.com, right? HUBBELL.com. As well as the iDevicesInc.com.
Okay, great. And what I'm going to do is I'll add that into the show notes as well. So if you're listening or on the road and can't write that down, it'll be right in the show notes. So you can click the link. And I think, Angela, you said you're going to maybe send me a link or two for some of your favorite products. Maybe we'll put that in there as well. That way, yeah, people can kind of pop those right up, some couple of things that we talked about, and you guys can see those right for yourself and add them into your home right away. So you can make your life more convenient.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you again, Angela from Hubble. Just Hubble, right? Not Hubble Electric?
Just Hubble.
All right. Angela from Hubble, thank you so much for joining the Home Building Hero today. Appreciate all the information.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, David. I appreciate it.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.